Gary, it's a curious afternoon. For half an hour, seemed to have that in control, managing the game very effectively, and then let it slip a bit.
Yeah, I just said it to the players there. I said, you know, it's been a big learning curve this season for the players. There's a lot of different lessons that we've had to learn along the way. And today's another one. I said to the players at the end, when you do so well and you're so dominant, everything that you needed to do to have them, the opposition, exactly where you want them, and then score that goal. In that moment there has to be a collective of doing exactly what you're doing and continue that. And I think what we did do was when we scored that goal, we gave them the initiative back. And I've always said it, you know, to be a good team and to progress, you have to, as I said, there'd be a collective thinking of when you have that front foot and you have the initiative and you're doing so well, you score that goal, you have total control, is an opposition has to do something special to wrestle that initiative back. And unfortunately for us, we handed it to them, you know, and that's what I think at half time, as you would expect, that would have made them feel like they were in the game and to come out and make a game of it. And then that's why the rest of the game, you saw what you saw, and too open, and then it comes end to end, and then the game becomes 50-50, and ultimately it will come down to mistakes, and we two really poor goals to concede. You know, credit to the players for making sure that we, you know, after going 2-1 down, that we at least came off with a point. So as I said, it's never about the character of these lads, but I think it's another lesson that needs to be learned, where when you have so much control and initiative and you have a team right where you want them, you have to put the knife to the throat. And unfortunately we didn't do that. We stepped off for some reason and gave them belief, you know, and as I said, that's a mistake from us and one that really cost us the 3 points.
24 years since Blues have had a 20 goal player in the league. Shea's done it. I mean, again, today the quality of his finishes, you just have to admire them.
That's the silver lining out of today, and a fantastic achievement, and he thoroughly deserves it. And we're all delighted with him. It's not been an easy ride for him. You know, we all know at the start of the season he wasn't where he needed to be, but since that point at Leeds, that's the game that I point to as a turning point on the pitch, but off the pitch as well, and everything is the reason why he's got that number of goals, and he's as determined as anyone to continue in that way for the remaining games. But today his goals helped us to secure that point. But I think we all know it's a collective. Like I said, the biggest mistake, and again, it's something that we, you know, this group. It's not unfortunate, because it's good that you have lessons to learn. You know, we've learned quite a few lessons throughout the season and being able to put that right, and this is another big one. If we want to be a good team, we want to progress, we have to make sure that we understand that, and next time we're in that position is, and we have them by the throat and we have them where we want them, is that we have to go even harder, and we have to keep doing that, and for them to come out of that, they have to do something very special.